Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. So there's a new quarterback in the AFC South, perhaps a new starting quarterback. We shall see. This was Chris Ballard. The quarterback is Daniel Jones. He signed a one-year deal. One-year, $14 million deal with the Colts yesterday. That's interesting because that's not like definite. I mean, $14 million is not a ton compared to other quarterbacks, but that's pretty high-level backup pay right there.
That's high-level backup pay, but I think they're probably teams that were interested and intrigued, as they are by any first-rounder, no matter what he's done in his first few years, that he gets a one-year deal and can treat it like a prove-it situation.
Yeah.
Maybe there were better. I don't want to say better offers. I wonder if there are some teams that wanted him for 2 or 3 years just in case. They're like, okay, we'll get this guy and maybe he can be a bridge quarterback or what have you. It makes sense, I think. And especially for the Colts who I do believe that Chris Ballard wants Anthony Richardson to have genuine competition.
Yeah.
I think it's obvious based on everything that the veteran players on that team said after Anthony Richardson took himself out of the game against Houston last year, that he's got some growing up to do.
Here was Ballard, Chris Ballard, the GM of the Indianapolis Colts, who obviously handpicked Anthony Richardson with the 4th pick a couple of years ago. Here's Ballard at the combine saying that he wants genuine quarterback competition.
Look, it's got to be the right guy to create real competition, but we want to create real competition. I think it's good for the team. I think it's good for Anthony. When we drafted Anthony High, knowing it was going to take some time, all right? And we knew there's going to be some hiccups along the way. And it's you know, I know we all want a finished product right now. I do. You do. Fans do. We all do. But I think as he continues to progress in his young career, us adding competition, I think will help up everybody's game.
Okay, that was before they signed Daniel Jones. Now, obviously, Daniel Jones is going to be Anthony Richardson's competition. And I'm led to believe, or I would assume, that whatever Chris Ballard described there is what he's looking for in someone to compete with Anthony Richardson. Daniel Jones checks those boxes. So, Seth, last year the Texans played the Colts in week 1 at Indianapolis, first game of the season. If they were to play the Colts in week 1 again, which quarterback concerns you more if you're the Houston Texans? For you personally, would you rather they be playing Anthony Richardson if you're trying to win that game, or would you rather they be playing Daniel Jones?
On any given Sunday, I don't want to face Anthony Richardson.
Ceiling's higher with him, yes.
Yeah, an entire season, Daniel Jones would make me more nervous. Now, it's important to point out that Anthony Richardson has about a 1-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. That's bad. Daniel Jones ain't that much better.
No.
He has not been an effective professional quarterback, even though he's had some nice stretches. albeit alongside Saquon Barkley, who was really the straw that stirred the drink. He's never had more than 3,200 yards passing in a season.
Yeah.
But I think that he's probably more capable, just by virtue of his experience, of in that Shane Steichen offense, using his athleticism, maybe learning to take care of the football a little bit better. I think they could win more games in 17 games with Daniel Jones, but on any given Sunday, I'm terrified of Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Because we saw, like, the first Colts game last year, the Texans almost blew that game because Anthony Richardson made some incredible throws.
Made four
plays.
But
they also won that game because he airmailed a wide-open wide receiver at one point.
It's the Anthony Richardson experience. That's it right there. This is my favorite phony stat that pumps up Daniel Jones and maybe the value he would have to the Indianapolis Colts. He's 4-0 in his career against the AFC South, Seth. 4-0 with a QBR of 81. That's the ESPN passer rating that goes from 0 to 100. Highest of any QB with more than one start against a single division over the last five seasons. Daniel Jones dominates the AFC South is what we're being led to believe with this stat.
Yeah.
I will peel back one layer of this stat and remind people, A, that was the one good season Daniel Jones had in his career. So there's a bit of a coincidence involved here that happens to be the year the Giants crossed over with the AFC South. I think if he had caught the AFC South in any other year in his career with the Giants, the numbers would have looked very different. So that happened to be the season where Brian Daboll had kind of, you know, magicianed his way into Daniel Jones, and Saquon Barkley had a big year too. That was also a horrible version of the AFC South in that season in 2022. That was the year that the Jags went on that tear at the end of the year to win the division with a 9-8 record. So other than that, you had a Titans team that completely bottomed out in the second half of the season. You had a Lovie Smith coached Texans team.
Yeah.
And you had the Indianapolis Colts, who were nearly as bad. They picked fourth in the draft the following year.
I think that, look, we're in an era of the NFL right now where maybe it's just luck or happenstance, but, man, Geno Smith has become much more than people thought he was or that he had actually been in the early part of his career. Sam Darnold, against all odds and my own personal expectations, I was way wrong on Sam Darnold, and we saw Sam Darnold destroy the Texans. With a little help from one Justin Jefferson, but still. You know, Baker Mayfield, I feel, is in a different bucket because Baker Mayfield played well, then got a really bad shoulder injury, and then bounced around a little bit. But, yeah, we've seen that in different situations, some of these former first-round quarterbacks can do pretty damn well. I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh, Daniel Jones, no threat whatsoever. But realistically, the vast majority of the time, the guys that don't work out in their first few years also don't work out later on.
If his legs are going to be a big part of what they do, and presumably, I mean, obviously Anthony Richardson, that's his calling card right now, is his ability to run. If they're viewing Daniel Jones through that same lens, if they're running the same playbook for Daniel Jones that they're running for Anthony Richardson, because I'm guessing they weren't doing that with Joe Flacco last year in Indianapolis, then Shane Steichen might be a really good coach. Like, if there's a coach that's going to get the best version of Daniel Jones, maybe it's Shane Steichen. Who knows? I'm not worried about this at all as a Texan fan. Like, I'm chuckling at Daniel Jones being the guy myself, but I'll acknowledge that there's a possibility. Some of the names, Seth, we solicited the texters to send us some names for NRG Stadium that are sort of attached to the ethos of the defense, the swarmy nature of the defense. The kill zone.
Okay. Because that's a phrase that Casario had used when D'Amico was first hired.
Yeah.
And it's fallen by the wayside. Maybe the Texans understanding that they've got. I wouldn't call it negative PR, but I would say that they've gained a reputation for hitting people through the echo of the whistle. Or about the head and shoulders and neck. The kill zone. Instead of calling it a soft spot in a zone defense, you call it the kill zone.
Kill zone.
There's going to be spots where there's going to be some easy receptions, but make people pay for those easy receptions.
Yeah.
You're playing cover two. All right. They hit the soft spot underneath. Go up and make them pay for entering the kill zone. I like that a lot.
The kill zone's good.
I don't think the team would embrace it. But we as fans, they can't take away my First Amendment rights, damn it.
No, we need, I think that's sort of part of our show is that you and I get some nicknames going for either players or places that maybe the teams won't embrace themselves. to which I hand you Cracker McBuckets, Reed Sheppard.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think the Rockets are going to have a Cracker McBuckets t-shirt in the team store anytime soon. But on this show, it's perfectly acceptable to call Reed Sheppard Cracker McBuckets. Killzone, we're getting a lot of them, Seth, that are tied to either bees or hornets in some way because of the swarm word. The hive. We're getting a lot of the hive.
Do you like
the kill zone or the hive better? The beehive.
I think maybe something. I like where they're going with it. The hive is just a little too gentle. I started thinking of maybe Winnie the Pooh more.
Yeah, honey.
I would say the hornet's nest.
Okay. And there's
the
one of those.
Swarm mentality.
Here.
What are the swarm? What are the things that swarm? Hornet's mentality.
Yeah.
Or the hornet's nest. The locust lookout. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay, this one isn't going to make it. I appreciate the alliteration. The pasture of pain. It's the most peaceful, painful place that I've ever been to.
The pasture of pain. That feels more like something out of Eastern philosophy or heavy metal.
The Hurt Locker.
Yeah. Oh,
I
like
dark.
That.
Yeah.
The Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I got to write these down in my Google Doc of names.
Playing off of NRG, someone says, the powerhouse, the electric chair. Oh, that's dark.
Oh, the electric chair.
The electric chair. As long as it remains NRG Stadium, you know? Yeah.
The electric gauntlet, the electric chair.
Yep.
Electric, okay. I like where they're going with this.
We're getting a lot
Killzone, of these. Killzone and Hornet's Nest still feels like the most promising.
Leaders in the clubhouse. We got all off-season to workshop this
thing. The Swarm, something to having to do with Swarm makes a lot of sense.
I agree.
A lot of sense.
Yeah. I agree with that.
The Killzone, I like that.
You really liked the Killzone right out of the shoot, huh?
I really like the Killzone.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do a Pender poll. Let's workshop this over the next couple days.
Okay, and come up with
maybe
four?
Maybe I'll ask Gemini for some assistance.
Yeah.
I'll start a new conversation in Gemini.
Okay. Swarm Island. Eh.
A little too, again, evokes images of a tropical place of some sort. Yeah.
Yeah, an island is really more of a moniker attached to cover corners specifically.
Which they have.
Yeah.
So dual islands, like atoll, something with an atoll, like the Bikini Atoll is where they tested out the nuclear weapons for the first place.
Yeah.
Something. If you can come up with something with the Bikini Atoll that sounds more like a Houston version of something. There we go.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The crash out crib. That sounds like somewhere you want to go and get stoned and just sit there and play video games all day. The crash out crib.
The Nutria Nuke House. If we want to make it Houston centric,
right? Yeah, with our wildlife.
Killzone's still leader in the clubhouse for me.
The stomping grounds. No, see, stomping grounds are really just used to say this is where somebody is familiar with and they live. Well, those are my old stomping grounds, you know?
Yeah.
It's not
I
really...
need some of the, for some of the military folk out there, please tell me something similar to Killzone. Because, so Sean, Killzone, what it is in war is that you kind of, on a, you set up a place in a battlefield or what have you, where you've got the you've got people on the flanks, and you kind of try to entice the enemy into the kill zone.
Yeah.
And then you... Like Nick Caserio at the offensive line. Mowing him down. Maniacally aiming your shot, aiming your M60 at Laramie Tunsil and Shaq Mason and Kenyon Green.
What were we talking about yesterday that you put up a tweet about this, actually, of a guy firing off rounds of a machine gun?
It was Caserio. I said, if you're not a starter on the offensive line, hit the deck. And then Caserio gave a warning. He sent out leaflets beforehand, warning them of the attack. He only sent the leaflets out to guys with 2 years or less experience on the offensive
Juice
line.
Scruggs got one. Yeah, exactly.
If you were drafted after 2022, hit the deck.
Jarrett Patterson, Juice Scruggs, whatever randos we've got in there that are young. Yeah. Yes, hit the deck. God, that was funny. All right. Someone said, please leave this alone. No.
Leave the naming alone?
Yeah. Why? Are we being a little too politically incorrect here? We're just having some fun with the name. Please leave this alone.
Look, the NFL can try to get rid of our finger guns all we want. Remember, Nico ended up getting fined for his finger gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so the thing is, I feel this is how I feel about it, Sean. If you aim the gun skyward and you do a shotgun motion, then you're just shooting skeet. You know, like the throat slash, it's hard to interpret that in a way that is anything sporting.
No,
I feel like when you aim the gun in the air, it's a warning shot. It's shooting skeet. The most violent it could be is, you know, you're an idiot at the airport. Other than that, I feel like the let them get away with aiming at skyward.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah,
you're not aiming at a human being or anything.
Someone's saying, like another person, dangerous ground here, boys. Like, what are we doing? Really?
No, it's not. It's
oh my
not.
God.
It really isn't. We're not, like, it's no.
Don't
be so afraid of cancel culture that you think you can't get away with metaphors.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, we're going to kill them. We're going to, you can still say, I want to go kill those guys, that team. Nobody gets upset about
that. Sorry. But guess what? I apologize to these two texters. We'll be back tomorrow. I hate to break it to you.
With more violence.
Yeah, with more nicknames for a stadium.
Yeah.
Kill zone. Oh my
God. Yeah, the team will not embrace the kill zone, but we can.
We acknowledge the team won't embrace it. Yeah.
Okay, you know what though? The dangerous territory could be if the players see it and like it, if they start seeing fans on social media calling it the kill zone and everything, then that's where all of a sudden, then if the players are using it, then the NFL steps in and they go all censorship.
No, you're right. And that's a fair point, and that's a possibility. I guarantee you that's not what's behind these two texts. That's just my guess. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Final segment coming up. Biggest names still left on the market. What are the biggest names we're watching for today, both around the league and for the Houston Texans potentially? Does Nick Caserio have another big move in him today? That is next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.